Welcome to the Illuminated Path podcast. I'm your co-host, Kate.
And I'm your co-host, John.
We are business and life partners and the founders of New Moon Holistic Life.
We created this podcast for those who are feeling stuck and burned out in life, but aren't sure where to start making changes.
We're here to guide you on a transformative journey towards holistic well-being and to find the balance and happiness that you seek.
Join us as we explore the path to wellness one episode at a time. Welcome back to the Illuminated Path. This is episode 37. What are we talking about today?
We are talking about finding strength in solitude and alone time.
Yeah, I love this one because I am a deeply private person who keeps to themselves.
Yeah.
And I've had to find balance with that.
Yeah, there's definitely, you know, a healthy balance between not being so alone that you're just completely isolated and just always being around people and never having any time to yourself.
Yeah. So how's the week?
Good. So last episode, we had our first guest.
Yeah.
And that was a really fun and exciting time to just like have conversation with her and talk about her journey. And
shout out Jen Harris.
Yeah, it was a really fun time. So definitely looking forward to having more guests.
Yeah.
Other than that, we recently went on a really nice hike with our friends and their daughter, who is so adorable. She's a little over a year old, and it was just so fun watching her like just explore everything, giving us rocks and having us sniff the dandelions. Like it was
it was so wholesome, but it was also like I took my camera and got a bunch of shots of them, and I just got this beautiful photo of her in like an open field with a dandelion in her hand looking up at her mom, and it just it was just really cool, you know.
I also got my hair done recently, so it's feeling very nice and refreshed. And yeah, how about you?
Not too much, but our basement.
Basement update.
The basement has been, I don't even know if we actually did update. We had, so basically the drainage system was done wrong. Mm-hmm. There was nowhere near enough concrete. The pipes weren't even connected underneath the floor.
The cement was just disintegrating.
It was mush. It was like, just mush.
At one point we were going to walk down there and just go through the floor. I don't really know what would have happened.
Yeah. So it turned out to be a very big project, but it's done. We have a new sump pump, a second sump pump down there. And the drainage system in the floor has been completely rebuilt. Fresh concrete, you know, everything. So we're excited. We're probably, you know, we're still getting settled. I think we've got, you know, the busy summer season coming, and now there's weddings coming up, so we're trying to get some episodes filmed in advance. But I'm excited. We're going to rebuild a podcast set down there, and that's going to be really, really exciting, because I think now we get to do whatever we want, you know.
Yeah.
And we really want to have like a formal set like we did, where we have the table and we have our laptops and can do that, and then have another set that's more casual on a couch, and you know, give it a little more character and
ability to have guests and
do
all the things. I'm excited. It's just like I've actually now been in this house for 8 years, which is crazy to think about, but you know, I moved in and the basement was completely finished, and then I was like, I'm just gonna like redo some things, paint the walls, change up the flooring, and then it turned into just so much more than that.
Yeah.
I mean, the people working on our house were here for 2 weeks, and they were like, you basically should have bought a boathouse because you live on top of like a river.
Yeah.
Like the water table is extremely high here, and there's not really much we can do about it except
have
a system in place that is directing the water away from the house. So.
Yeah. I mean, there's literally a piece in the foundation that was like massively eroded.
Yeah. That was a little scary.
And they were like, it was supposed to be like 2 feet, and there was like 9 inches.
Yeah.
And most of it was gone. And that was where they put the second sump pump, because they were like, you're pretty much always going to have like a river under your house right here.
Yeah. So luckily we have like a stream in the back. And so the pipe goes all underground, all the way through our backyard and into the stream. And you can just literally go back there and watch the water dump out, which is impressive.
We know it's working. And you know, it's It's the new sump pump isn't too loud. They got us some good.
I don't hear
gear.
It.
Yeah. So it's good. We're excited to start, getting the house ready downstairs is going to be business. Like that's going to be our offices. That's going to be the podcast set. It's really going to be like a creative's space.
Love it.
Yeah. So let's talk about being alone, because I historically have wanted to be alone so much to where it affected your and I's relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And you, I don't feel like you've really been like, oh, I got to be alone. I think if anything, you've kind of struggled to slow down and be alone.
I mean, I've definitely had different seasons of this because, yeah. Years ago when I was not happy and I was working and living alone, like I wanted to just go out all the time. And I filled my schedule with seeing friends, going out to bars, like just doing all of the things, because I did struggle with being alone in this house by myself,
mm-hmm.
like all the time. It was a lot. And I struggled with that. I didn't know like how to be alone. And I would just kind of look outside of myself for distraction, really.
Yeah.
I wanted to fill the time. I wanted to fill the space, even though I am a very introverted person.
Yeah.
So that's definitely changed a lot. I feel like it actually changed finally when I, started working with my holistic life coach and I decided I didn't want to go out as much anymore. And
that's true.
I had a much healthier balance at that time.
Right.
Like I didn't want to go out as much. I still did here and there. So I like was making plans with friends, but it wasn't like every night.
Mm-hmm.
So that was like a starting point that was really healthy for me to do it that way.
Yeah. I think back, me personally, it was, I had a lot of friendships where I kind of just like got burned out and I stopped showing up, and it through no fault of that person. I genuinely just had several friendships where I just kind of went through a period of like isolating myself again. Mm-hmm. And, that's kind of been a reoccurring theme for me. When I was in college, it was really intense. I actually lived with my brother in college, and he dropped out of that school. And so I had the apartment, and my parents paid for it. I was very fortunate. I did the on-campus thing, and I don't party. I don't, I wasn't like out drinking with people and raving. Like, I'm a very introverted person, and there was a lot I didn't like about living with people in the dorm. And I was around a lot of situations that weren't good for me. And then when I was alone in my apartment, it was really just like I was isolating myself, and I was drinking and I was self-harming. And it was really like a weird ritualistic self-sabotage sort of thing that was going on. And then when we got together, it was, I like was fighting to have that time again.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't really important. Like, it wasn't like that time was conducive to my future or like who I wanted to be. It was just like I didn't know how to make space for a relationship. So this has definitely been a theme for us in figuring out each other.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's exactly like, what we're saying, like there has to be a healthy balance. Whereas like you were isolating yourself to the point of it being unhealthy, and you need some level of community. Don't have to go out every day, every night or whatever, or have plans constantly, but you need that community aspect of life in some way. So you're not always alone.
Right. And we talked about this with Jen too, is like, you need that connection. You need to be, that connection is really what life's all about. I mean, if there's a big thing I've learned through suicide recovery and building businesses, it's that life is about the connections you make. And that's what makes life fulfilling, is the other souls in your life.
Yeah. But I also feel like a big piece of me going from always being busy and like going out and doing stuff to being more alone was like I kind of drifted apart from some of those connections and friendships because I was changing who I was and growing into a different person, and they no longer really like fit in that. Like it didn't feel right anymore. And so I have a smaller friend group now. I've talked about that, and I'm so happy with the people that are in my life. Like they are my close people. They're not just acquaintances. Like I can't spend time with people that feels like I'm losing time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think that's part of it too, is like you, not that you need to isolate, but like when you're kind of going through a transformation, it does require that alone time, you know, in terms of figuring out what you do want and what is meaningful for you and what's actually supporting your future and where you want to go and who you want to be.
Yeah.
This podcast is sponsored by New Moon Apparel. New Moon Apparel is a motivational, zen, and moon-themed clothing line. Shop designs at newmoonapparel.com.
So let's talk about like some benefits of spending alone time, like really being intentional with having alone time in some way, shape, or form where you're like either scheduling it or you're just taking time every day or every week if you don't have time every day. I know a lot of people's lives, you know, with children and stuff, it might be more difficult, but intentionally spending some time alone and what that can really do for you.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, you know, thinking about where I'm at now, that alone time is not something I need all the time anymore. It's a much healthier thing. For me personally, it's that I love to have that second to like process my thoughts and know mentally where I'm at.
Yeah, it's like that self-reflection time. I mean, how can you...
I like to think, right? You know?
I mean, how can you like even think when everything is just like go, go, go all the time and there's always other people around or involved? It's like you need that time to reflect yourself, and also setting goals for yourself and like even just planning life. I mean, you have to like take time to sit back and really know like what you want out of life.
I think that's a big one. So let's share more of the benefits, because I think that is kind of the next topic, which is really like being introverted versus extroverted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it is really good for your nervous system. If you are running on autopilot, go, 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 like your nervous system is probably pretty active and you need time to like just come back to yourself and like be present again.
Taking that second to be present and reset and actually have an opportunity to regulate and you know, slow down and reconnect with yourself.
Yeah, and like feel in your body.
Mm-hmm.
I know that like when I was so go, go, go in the past, it was like I kind of felt disconnected from my body at times, because it was like my mind is just going and my body's just like following along, like whatever was, you know, happening or where I was going. It just, when you're moving so fast and you're going along with society, it's such a go, go, go society. We've talked about that so much, like the hustle and the constant like build schedule.
Right.
I don't like that.
No. And, you know, I think this is where this conversation gets really interesting, because you have introverted people who will isolate, will shut down, will, you know, stay in, whatever. And that's how they recharge. You have extroverts who fill their schedule and want to be around people, and that's how they recharge. But I think both of these types of people need to find a very specific balance in that journey, right? For me, it was very self-sabotaging. Whereas now I had to like find that balance of, you know, I had times I never took the time and I didn't feel like myself. And then I would take too much time and it was just self-sabotage.
Like disconnected.
Right. And so then you have extroverts, where I think a lot of extroverts, I love extroverted people, don't get me wrong, but so many times I've seen extroverts fill their schedule back to back to back, and they never take a moment to be alone. And that's kind of the conversation we always have of like people running from themselves and not actually connecting with themselves. So like, it's great to be an extrovert. It's great to be a social person. But when it gets in the way of you truly knowing what you want,
yeah,
and you're so slammed with your schedule, it actually really prevents people from like setting goals and working toward things that are really meaningful for them.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, that's really what being an introvert, an extrovert is like, if you're an introvert, you gain energy from being alone. Being an extrovert, you gain energy from being in community.
Yeah.
And I have I've definitely have a little mix of both, but yeah. I always need that recharge time after. Yeah. Like, yeah. I'm extroverted with my people.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was just going to say.
Yeah.
I'm an extreme introvert, but when I know someone and I'm close with them, I can connect with them. I love to be around them.
Yeah.
And I will spend the time with them, and that's fine. But I still need that time
right.
to myself, you know?
Yeah.
I think personally, it's literally like, if it's not you and me, I always need a second to recharge after.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. I truly, after any time you and I are in a social setting, we come home and I'm sitting down at least for an hour or 2 hours and like resetting.
I mean, we do even longer than that sometimes, but it's so nice that we are on the same page.
Yeah.
I'd be so interested in how like couples who have like one introvert and one extrovert like manage that, because I feel like in those situations, like if you're at a social gathering, the extrovert's like, let's stay the whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
And the introvert's like, let's go home. Whereas like you and I are always like, we just like look at each other. We're like, time to go.
Time to go.
And on Easter, you know, we were with my family, like that's our people. So of course it was comfortable and there was conversation. It was great. But that was still draining at the end of it. And by the time we came home, we plopped on the couch for a solid 4 hours, not just one,
We were done
4 hours.
We were done that night.
But it was fine. Like, because we knew that we needed that and it works for us for sure.
Yeah. And I think it's just kind of like a way of life, you know, like there's some people like the fast paced go, go, go. I really like to have pauses in between things when I do, like even when we were consulting and setting all these meetings, I remember I would always give myself at least 30 minutes between meetings.
Yeah.
Whereas a lot of them were just booking like back to back and then they're late to the next one. I'm like, no, I need a second.
Yeah. I mean, even like when we make weekend plans now or something, it's like one plan per weekend.
Mm.
Or if we have like a big thing going on, I need a buffer before and after. Yep. Like my sister's wedding is coming up a week after this episode drops, actually.
Oh my God. Wow.
It's almost here. I need to write my speech. But I literally like blocked off our calendars and we had like told like your family, because they were asking like what our upcoming schedules were. And I was like, we're busy the week before, we're busy the week after.
Yeah.
Recharging. Not like with actual plans.
I think too, you know, like when you think about us and how we travel. So like Kate and I are very when we travel, we don't like, let's go do this tour and that tour, and then let's go to this event, and then let's do this at this time. And it like, not at all. What we do when we travel is we pick two or three things and we decide, is that what we're doing? Okay, we make a plan. We have traveled with extroverts and it's like, we're going to do this, and then we're going to go from that to this, and then we're like running, and then it like, and you're just struggling to get to the next thing, and it makes it stressful and it's not fun for us personally, you know?
Yeah.
I think everybody's different, sure. But I think it shows too, kind of in how we travel. We're perfectly okay missing some things if it means that we get to truly slow down and be present in the things that we do get to experience.
Yeah, we don't want to feel burnout while we're there.
Right, like I'm here to relax and maybe experience something new, but I'm not running from one thing to the next.
Yeah. So I think really the message here is set intentional time for yourself to be alone. If you are extroverted, especially,
yeah,
like, know that you do need some time for yourself. And if you have a family, you know, work that out with whoever is helping with your children. If it's your spouse, significant other, if you have family or daycare or whatever it is, like, give yourself some time intentionally where you're not scrolling on your phone. That's not alone time.
Mm.
Like, you're journaling, or you're just,
or sitting alone in a quiet room staring at the ceiling,
just listening to music, or like, yep. I don't know, something that's not overstimulating yourself, or you're just watching TV or on your phone. But
yeah, I would go as far as saying it's not really alone time if you're plugged in.
Yeah.
You know, like, you really, that time is really should be something of value for you in your relationship with yourself.
Yeah. I mean, we all need time to, like, reflect on life. Like, how do you feel truly inside of yourself? Like, you know, you express your feelings and your emotions with other people so much, but, like, are you really spending time thinking and just feeling for yourself and knowing, like, I feel good, or I want to make a change here, or I want to shift this in my schedule. I don't know.
Yeah. Quick sidebar, because I think a lot of business owners are extroverts. And well, that's not true. It's definitely 50-50.
It's probably a good split. Yeah.
It's definitely 50-50. But what I will say is, I think business owners sometimes do a really good job of, like, if they are extroverted and they network, and we've seen those business owners, they are phenomenal at networking. But my caution, I think, not just business owners really, but my caution is, if you're an extrovert, make sure that you spend that time with yourself, be present, and, you know, kind of do the opposite, basically. Spend that time alone, think about your goals, reconnect with yourself, unplug. If you're an introvert, do the opposite. Instead of shutting down and self-sabotaging or always taking that time, I would encourage you to find places where you are okay pushing your comfort zone a little and being out. And it's really, like, once you get exposure to each side of the spectrum, you'll start to find your balance and you're healthy with it.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, I think that's it.
Short and sweet on being alone and finding a healthy balance in it. Man, we're going to have to do an episode on being alone versus in relationships at some point. That's a whole other can of worms. All right. Friendly reminder, you can go to theilluminatedpathpodcast.com and write in. If you have any topic suggestions or a guest idea you'd like us to interview, or even apply for live coaching. So you can go in, you can write in and get in contact with us that way. You can also
leave us a review on Spotify, leave a comment on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, and share with your friends.
Yeah. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you guys next time.
Thank you.